Well, good morning. It is Sunday, May 18th, 2014, coming to you from the front porch. Wow. It's pretty amazing to stand here where at one point, just the other side of this screen and glass, there was snow up that high. Now there's just not much there. In fact, we just have one little piece. In fact, the picture, I'll make the picture be just the one little bit of snow in our front yard that's left. Although I will tell you, there are still some snowbanks from presumably plowing or blowing or whatever that are still about 6 foot tall. Kathy and I saw them yesterday out on a walk. Anyways, it's already this morning about 58 degrees, I think. So I think it's going to be a good one. It's kind of, I don't know what it is. I guess you'd call it mostly cloudy, but there is a patch or two of sunlight here or there, you know, as the clouds move. Anyways, looking forward to a good one. I think this might be a good day for a drive. Maybe ride over to McLean State Park and see the lake. Next door, some people moved in. I thought there were already people living there, and then Kathy said, well, I think more people moved in. Okay. Just a ginormous moving truck. I mean, dude, like, that's the kind of truck we need when we move. It's big. Not sure where they put all that stuff. Oh, I've just been thinking, last few days about, living up here and, how it's, I don't know. I think when we moved up, I really just kind of wanted a fresh start or reboot. And I think we got that. I really do. I feel good about that. You know, just a complete change of scenery. To something, just a whole new adventure. And it's been really great. I don't know, the last week or so, like I said, I've been kind of thinking, you know, maybe this has just been one big giant working vacation, because I have plenty of work to do, but we still feel kind of like it's a big vacation. I don't know how to describe it, but we're starting to reach a point where I don't know, there's some serious stuff to be considering and doing. We're working through some of the mortgage stuff right now, trying to firm up a mortgage and get that taken care of. We've been looking at houses downstate for quite a while now, and now it's serious. Like, in the next couple of weeks, we really could pull the trigger on a house and move forward on that. So yeah, it's, I don't know, it's like the vacation is kind of coming to an end, and it's time to jump back into it. One thing I've been thinking about you know, One really positive about living downstate is the ability to be, this is going to sound funny, but connected. I mean, up here, it's just so remote. It's hard to get in and out. I mean, you know, from Kalamazoo, it's 11 hours. To get out of here, out of the airport, there's one airline, United, which I hate, by the way. You know, sometimes they just, yeah, it's too windy. We're going to cancel the flight. You know, it's like, really? Dude, I had somewhere to be. No, you don't. So, yeah, so that's kind of interesting. Oh, yay, there's the dog. Jeez, I'll tell you my dog story in a minute. Yeah, anyways, so that's just kind of interesting. There's more access to more things down there, which is to be expected. I mean, for Pete's sake, we're up here in the middle of Lake Superior right now. I have no regrets about coming up here. None whatsoever. This has been really good, and I think our focus is just starting to shift to, you know, let's get back into life and family and doing what we're supposed to be doing, and not that we haven't been. I do think we needed a break, and I think it's been really, really good. We've made some good friends here and friendships that I'll cherish for a long time. So anyways, there's your Sunday morning reflection. Okay, here's my dog story really quick. This morning, we were awoken to the sound of, first we hear the chickens out next door. That's great. At least they weren't fighting. But then I hear that we hear the puppy. Rawr, 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 rawr. And then we hear another bigger dog. Rawr, 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 rawr. I was just, I don't know why, but I opened up the window and did my best Cujo impersonation with a woof, woof. Well, that just got the dogs going even more. That was awesome. Anyways, hey, if they're going to wake me up, I'm waking up the others too. So there you go. Okay, listen, you have a great day. Take care and God bless.